land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely hump day, wonderful Wednesday, June 24, 26 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to be part of the show, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop. Greatly appreciate you guys texting 231-360-5140. Well, late last night, the governor, the legislative leaders reached an agreement on a framework that includes no tax increases and no RAID withdrawal from the rainy day fund, ending up being a smaller budget than we had even last year. Framework was signed by Speaker Matt Hall, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Brinks spokesperson Rosie Jones confirmed that a budget framework has been reached. House Speaker Matt Hall, earlier in the afternoon during his weekly press conference, said that a framework for a deal for the upcoming fiscal year 2027 budget was going to be reached. Later last night, it was. The deal, however, doesn't include a property tax cut. But Hall said that conversation could happen concurrently as the budget talks become formalized. Without giving more information, Speaker Hall said schools will see another increase as part of the budget framework, although the spending document will see some cuts. This is going to be challenging for some people because this is a budget where you're going to have to make cuts, Hall said. We made some cuts last year, and we're going to have to do it again this year. Hall said he couldn't talk about the details as there is trust that has to be built into the final transaction. The principals are requesting confidentiality to protect the framework from falling apart. He expressed hope that targets could be reached later in the day. The speaker said there was still a chance the budget could still pass both the House and the Senate by July 1st, which is a week from today, this coming Wednesday. Hall talked about waste, fraud, and abuse, and eliminating ghost employees was a good place to start with the cuts. The Speaker said movement started in earnest on the budget after he suggested he was going to work with the Senate Democrats on a budget plan and not include the governor. They were just going to dump a non-negotiated budget on the governor's desk and go home for the summer. At that point, Budget Director Jen Flood was allegedly given authority to negotiate on the governor's behalf, and the principals ended up working through last Friday and even the weekend to make it happen. So it appears they have an agreement and a framework, and now all they have to do is work out the details. Republicans want to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse in ghost employees. It's a good place to start. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday. As you may have heard on the radio on Monday, we replayed the previous Monday show June the 15th. It aired this Monday, June 22nd, because at 8 o'clock, I was in the Sheboygan County Court with Judge Gauthier, my attorney, Tom Moran, and his attorney, and we have a formal statement as a result of what happened in the judge's chambers on Monday. The lawsuits involving Thomas Moran, Moran Ironworks, Randy Bishop in his show Your Defending Fathers, as well as Michigan Broadcasters LLC, who owns the radio station, by my wife, Victoria Bishop. All of the cases have been dropped and have been amicably resolved to the satisfaction of all the parties. The details of the resolution are confidential. We are looking forward to moving forward from this matter. Most of our sponsors know us. Most of the sponsors have talked to us about this matter for months. And most of our sponsors have chosen to stay with us. However, some sponsors feel pressure from their employees, from the public, from social media posts that are flat out bald-faced lies, innuendos, false statements. Even the corporate mainstream media has been putting fake stories out about this lawsuit, about me, and about my wife, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop. Well, unfortunately, some folks cave into this type of pressure from the liberal left fake media and choose to not support this show, this radio station. That's fine. I totally respect their decisions to run their business accordingly. It's their business. They need to do what they feel is in the best interest of their business and their employees. I totally get it. I totally understand it. However, after many years of being with somebody on the radio, you develop a friendship. Some people believe that friendship is stronger than fake lies and news stories that are harmful to their political enemies. And that's what this is. I want to address one thing that's out there that's been on the news that has been already investigated by the Michigan State Police, a detective working out of the Sheboygan Post, contacted my wife, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop, at her office. He was carrying his gun, he was carrying his badge, and he went into her office and asked her if she would mind to answer a few questions. Vicky, being Vicky, said sure. Invited him in, left her door open to her office while she spoke to the detective. He wanted to know about me being in her office during a county commissioner's meeting on February the 19th. It was a night meeting. Vicky is the county clerk. She has to keep minutes as the secretary for the Board of Commissioners. 5 o'clock, quitting time, the office was closed. I picked her up, took her out to dinner. We returned to her office roughly about an hour later. And I told her, I said, honey, I can't go upstairs and sit in the commissioner's room. I'm expecting a very important phone call. Business regarding the radio station and upcoming interview, I cannot be there. She said, no problem. She turned on her own computer. The qualified voter file computer sits over in the corner off of her desk. She opened her computer. She logged into Facebook and pulled up the Antrim County Facebook page so that I could sit and watch the meeting in her office. Sure enough, about 10, 15 minutes into the meeting, I got the phone call. I was on the phone for roughly 40, 45 minutes with this person. We finished the call. Shortly thereafter, the meeting was over. She came back downstairs. She turned off the computer, logged out, turned it off, and I drove her home. Well, while I was there in her office watching the meeting, the night janitor woman saw me in Vicky's office. She immediately posted it on social media, Facebook. I believe this night janitor who's worked there for years was personal friends with the previous clerk, Cheryl Guy, who Vicky defeated in the November 5th election, 62% to 38%. The former clerk, Cheryl Guy, ran with it. Rumors started flying all over the place. We believe even a Republican reported it to Michigan State Police, alleging that I broke some kind of laws. Well, after Vicky spoke to him without an attorney, a couple of days later, he called me. He said, "Hi, this is State Trooper so-and-so. I'm a detective with the Michigan State Police, and I'm working out of the Sheboygan Post today. Is there any way we can hook up? I'd like to ask you some questions." I said, "Well, funny you mention it, because we're out of MAGA water. I'm loading up my 10 7-gallon jugs in the Yukon, and I'm driving up to John Davis's building and going to fill up my jugs. When I get done there, I'll stop by your post." Walked in, he introduced himself, I introduced myself, we shook hands, we went back into his office. I asked him a very simple question. "Do I need an attorney here in order to protect me legally from the questions you're about to ask me?" He kind of looked around and said, "Well, no." "Okay, next question. What law, what Michigan compiled law, what statute are we being investigated under?" "You already spoke to my wife without an attorney a couple of days ago at her office. What law, what statute are we being investigated for allegedly violating?" Again, he kind of looked around with a little bit of a shock on his face, and he went, "There isn't any. I just want to talk to you." And I said, "Okay, go ahead, ask away." Told him exactly what happened. She got off work at 5. We went to dinner. We came back. I could not go upstairs. I was her chauffeur because we were down to one vehicle at the time. The other car was in the repair shop. And I sat at her desk watching the Facebook page video meeting of the commissioner's meeting upstairs. "Did you ever log in to the qualified voter file computer?" I'm like, "No. I don't even know what the password is. I don't even know the password to her main computer where I was sitting. I was standing in the corner. She turned it on, logged in, and pulled up Facebook." I said, "Number one, I don't even know the password to the qualified voter file. Number two, even if I did, I wouldn't even know what the heck to do once I got in there." Answered all his questions. "Anything else?" I was there, probably a half hour, 45 minutes. He goes, "Nope, I think we're good." I said, "Great." Now we're hearing stories on 7 and 4, 9 and 10, 29 and 8, newspapers, all over the place, and social media, that we're being investigated by the Michigan State Police. For the record, it's over. That investigation, to my knowledge and to Vicky's knowledge, is over because we went in and voluntarily talked to the detective. I did. He visited her at her office. Allegedly, now we're hearing stories that this investigation has been turned over to Attorney General Dana Nessel, who is considering whether any charges were necessary in this investigation to bring forward against me and my wife. Not to our knowledge. Nobody from the Attorney General's office has contacted us. Nobody has called us to ask us any questions, other than the detective for the Michigan State Police months ago. But yet it's in the newspapers and it's on TV news and it's all over the place. Well, you know what? If she is investigating, go ahead and bring it. We are fully prepared to hire an attorney and defeat you in court because we didn't do anything wrong. It was completely innocent. I did not log into any computer. I didn't change the qualified voter files in any way, shape, or form. This is all a bald-faced lie. But unfortunately, some people believe the lies they see on Fakebook. They believe the lies that they see and watch on TV news without giving us the benefit of the doubt. And to call us up and say, hey, this is what I'm hearing. My employees are telling me all kinds of stuff as on social media. What the heck is the truth? What is really going on? That didn't happen. And as a result, they don't want to be affiliated with this show and the radio station anymore. That's fine. It's a business decision. I respect that. But they have to respect my business decision to come on this microphone and to tell you guys the truth. So, Dana Nessel, if you're listening, we didn't do anything wrong. When I asked the Michigan State Police Trooper Detective what law, what MCL, what statute did we allegedly violate, he said none. There isn't any. He just wanted to ask some questions for the file. He received a complaint and he had to talk to us. As far as I know, it's case closed. He talked to us. He got his answers. He reported back. If there's more charges to come, bring it. This is a situation where we have to stand up for our First Amendment rights. We need to stand up for the truth. And we would appreciate if others would do the same. But some folks chose not to do that. That's okay. If years of helping to grow your business, to help you to be able to hire more employees, to be able to have you enjoy building a brand new home for you and your family, as a result of being on this show and this radio station advertising for years, means nothing to you, I understand totally. Evidently, we're not as close of friends as I thought we were, and it's a business decision. I totally respect that. But we will be replacing you and others as new sponsors are coming on board as of Monday afternoon. And the thing of it is that breaks my heart is when you think you're friends with somebody, but in the end, they show their true colors and you then realize, I guess we weren't friends after all. That's fine. I have a very strong family. I have friends that I choose to be friends with. If somebody doesn't want to be a friend, no problem. It's time to move on. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.